data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
A very good evening and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines: President Hichilema warns solar traders against inflated prices. DPP urges President Hichilema to rise above partisan motions. And in international news, Catholic Bishop hits out at Nigeria's failure to rescue abducted school children.
FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has expressed concern over businesses and traders in the solar industry exploiting citizens through high pricing of solar equipment. Addressing the press at State House, President Hichilema said the matter must be addressed, noting that government has already had removed duty on imported solar equipment. The head of state said government will move to resolve the challenges in the sector to ensure the country effectively grows its energy capacity and promotes the use of alternative sources of energy. President Hichilema has also urged citizens to reject corruption in all its forms, stating that no one will be shielded in the fight against corruption and emphasizing that the fight is not targeted at any individual.
When we remove duty, the price of solar must come down. And I think we are all hearing for this. Let's address that issue. Having said that, the price of solar has come down. Before, to invest in 1 megawatt, you needed to pay $1 million. Now, to invest in 1 megawatt, you pay less than $700,000. Technology is better. But the traders are taking advantage, some of them. I think we need to deal with that. Minister of Commerce is here. He's listening. We don't question, we sit down with them in a civilized way.
Opposition Democratic Progressive Party has advised President Hakainde Hichilema to rise above partisan emotions and personal sensitivities. DPP President Antonio Mwanza says the continued remarks by President Hichilema, alleging that Zambians hate him and that the church, civic bodies and citizens who oppose Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 are driven by venom and hatred, are deeply troubling and unbefitting of a head of state. Mr. Mwanza said it is alarming that President Hichilema has chosen to characterize every form of criticism, disagreement or civic objection as hatred for where he was born. He said this repeated narrative of victimhood is creating regional undertones and sowing divisions that Zambia cannot afford.
It is a normal and necessary ingredient of democratic governance. Every leader, irrespective of their background, must learn to embrace scrutiny and accommodate differing views and resist the temptation to label those that criticize it as hostility. We urge President Hakainde Hichilema to abandon the rhetoric of persecution and victimhood and to focus instead on building national cohesion. Zambia has enjoyed decades of peace precisely because leaders, regardless of their political affiliation, have placed unity above personal sentiment.
And United Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia leader Charles Chanda has called on President Hichilema to stop believing that he is hated by Zambians.
If that perception was corrected, I believe it can make you save even better than you have done. The concern of the people is not about the personality of the president. It's about some of the things that are meant to be amended within the constitution, which goes against the spirit of democracy. I wish to appeal to His Excellency the President to listen to the voices of the people. People are not saying we cannot amend the constitution. I am one of those that is advocating for the amending of our constitution, because our 2016 constitution cannot be interpreted, not even by angels.
Mpika Member of Parliament Francis Kapyanga has been suspended from Parliament for 7 days, effective today, for using unparliamentary language. During the ruling, Second Deputy Speaker Moses Moyo said the suspension follows a point of order raised on 5 November 2025 by Mutete Member of Parliament Meshek Mutelo, who questioned whether Mr. Kapyanga was in order to refer to UPND members as hooligans. Mr. Moyo has stated that the conduct of members of parliament is governed by rules designed to safeguard the dignity of the House. He has explained that a view of the verbatim record confirms that Mr. Kapyanga had indeed used the term hooligans, which is considered offensive and unparliamentary.
From his gesture, it can be therefore be seen that the term used in reference to the honorable members of the UPND party. The footage further shows that Mr. M. Mitelo, MP, rose on the point of order, and before he would articulate it, Mr. Kapyanga, MP, stood up and began speaking while pointing a finger towards the sides where UPND members sit without being granted the floor by the second deputy speaker. A review of the verbatim record of the proceedings of the material then confirms that Mr. Kapyanga, MP, indeed used the word hooligans.
Government says the poultry sector is one of the fastest growing agri-food industries in Zambia and the region. Fisheries and Livestock Minister Peter Kapala says the industry is a vital contributor to national development, driving agricultural growth, creating employment opportunities and supporting rural livelihoods. Speaking during the Poultry Futures Forum, Mr. Kapala has noted that despite this positive growth, the sector still faces a significant challenge of data disparities, inconsistent production and export statistics among various players hinder accurate decision making and obscure the true contribution of the poultry industry to the national economy.
A check which was conducted by my office in most areas in Spangali district shows that only tobacco farmers have been able to plant in most areas, and yet maize has not been planted because the farmers have no seed. While we acknowledge that a few farmers have collected inputs through the e-voucher system, the number in Spangali district is far too insignificant to make any meaningful impact. Our farmers deserve better. Their sweat feeds the nation. It is time for decisive action now.
Meanwhile, Alliance for a Green Revolution in Africa board chairperson and former Prime Minister of Ethiopia, Hail Mariam Desalegn, has disclosed that demand for poultry products is expected to double in the next 5 to 10 years and called for breakthrough ideas to increase production. And Alliance for a Green Revolution in Africa Vice President for Technical Expertise, Jonathan Said, has called for a coordinated approach among African countries to increase production.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
FNB Zambia has launched eWallet Plus, a new digital payment solution aimed at accelerating financial inclusion and meeting the needs of underserved and unbanked communities across the country. Speaking at the launch, FNB Zambia Chief Executive Officer Kapompe Chola said the platform is a central component of the bank's entry market strategy, designed to provide individuals and communities with flexible, convenient and affordable ways to send and receive money nationwide. Ms. Chola has emphasized that eWallet Plus is more than just a financial product, describing it as a strategic enabler that lowers barriers to digital financial services. She has noted that the service works on any mobile phone, requires no smartphone app or data, and is compatible with all mobile networks and banks, making it accessible to a wide range of users.
We are increasing focus on the underserved segment, those who have historically been excluded from formal banking. In this regard, we are investing in our digital platform. We decided to build digital platforms and remove the digital barrier to deliver a real value to these and other segments in producing the eWallet Plus. eWallet Plus is more than a product, but it is a strategic enabler. Our commitment to Zambia in that we are here to give financial inclusion
continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400.